Blog Talk Radio.
Think you may need what? All of mine. Hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can see you in it, oh. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine. But
we tried that we could be somewhere. The climate is warm long as you arrive.
Guys, my voice is a little bit raspy this week because I'm just getting over a cold. You know, me running out the door in the morning and stuff to go to school, not, you know, properly wrapping up. But, you know, I'm getting over it, so I'm going to drink some tea and I'll be all back fine. But, yes, welcome to High School Agenda, teenagers only. Every Thursday is at 7, from 7 to 7:30. The number to call in is 646-727-2914. 646-727-2914. We will be speaking and taking questions on pressure and society standards. One teens, don't worry, this will not be your average sophomoric boring conversation that your parents set up. It's strictly made by teens for teens, so speak your mind, make your voice heard, and connect with others, and enjoy. So if you all need to contact or have any opinions, you can reach us at www.facebook.com/theessenceofsuccessnetwork.com. Yes, so I'm Becky Green. I am 17. I'm a junior in high school. And so today's topic is going to be music. If anyone noticed, I changed the music for the beginning. If anyone wanted to know the song, it's by a man named Jeremiah, J-E-R-E-M-I-H, and it's called We, like, but it's the French We, O-U-I, the place is like, there's no We without you and I, because it's spelled O-U-I, pronounced We, but not like the W-E. Either way, you know, music is very important nowadays. Like, the music has been something that has been around for centuries and centuries. I mean, you know, before they could record tracks and everything, people still made lots of beats and hums and everything else like that. We have, like, slavery songs that people used to stick together and everything else like that. I mean, I think, like, pop and, like, rap and R&B are, like, some of the most, you know, popular subjects right now. But I'm pretty sure, like, a lot of you know, like, old, like, clubhouse music, or they call it, like, the cookout music, you know, which you have with your family and stuff like that, or, you know, old blues songs or R&B songs that, you know, your parents used to listen to or your grandparents used to listen to, like Luther Vandross and, you know, the rest of them. I don't know them. I don't listen to their songs. But I remember my grandma, she had her crush on, like, I think his name was Teddy Pendergrass. I think it's something like that. But, you know, music is just so important. Like, music can literally change your mood. I don't know about everybody else, but, like, one thing that picks me up, like, if I'm in a bad mood and feeling kind of down, all I have to do is just put on, like, some fast-paced music or some really upbeat music or, like, one of my favorite songs, and, like, my mood just instantly changes. Like, I just feel so much better. Like, I just feel like a new person. It's like, you know, music, it just takes your mind off of things. it's kind of like, oh, well, what I do is I'm a dancer. So when I listen to the music, it's kind of like I just make choreography in my head, and it's like I'll just be dancing in my head, and, like, if I'm not in the house. And if I am in the house, I'll be dancing downstairs while I'm cleaning up, like if I put on my favorite music. And then my mom, you know, we all love music, so then she bought these speakers. Oh, please, you cannot tell us anything, okay? Like, I would plug it up to my laptop and just be booming downstairs in the house. Like, you know, it's so difficult sometimes not to, like, focus on the music. Like, if I'm cleaning up, I always put on music because, you know, music makes it go by faster. That's a good tip for anybody. Like, when you're cleaning up, put on some music or something. Because, like, if you don't put on music, you're just like, oh, my God. This is too much. This is too much to clean. Why am I even cleaning? Oh, my God, I had homework. Oh, my God, I have this due. You know, you just start stressing about music. Takes your mind off of it. But me, sometimes I get lost in the music. Like, you know, I'm supposed to be cleaning up. I've heard some music. I'm downstairs acting like I'm Michael Jackson or something, you know? So it's like everybody has their own little thing. But that's the, I mean, I know most parents nowadays think music is an issue. I know, especially for one of my friends, like, she tunes her mom out. Like, if her mom is getting on her nerves, like, if they're driving home, I'm not going to lie and say her mom's naggy, you know, but because her mom is very naggy. So she'll put her, it's still disrespectful, don't get me wrong, but it's, I mean, it's not funny. So she'll, like, she'll put in her headphones and, like, just completely tune out. So her mom will be talking to her, and, like, she can't hear anything that her mom's saying because she put the music in. And a lot of teachers don't like that either. Like, if we come into school, we have music on, and they're like, you know, you're not listening to us because you have your headphones in. Like, at my school, if you even have your headphones out, like, it doesn't even have to be connected to anything. But if you have your headphones out, they're going to take your headphones. So, like, that's because they think that, you know, you're going to ignore them. But, I mean, headphones are really, like, a good thing because you don't always have to have the phone to your ear because there is, like, a lot of things with the radiation and everything else like that. You know, they say, like, oh, the phones are going to, you know, pay you guys because you always have them to your heads and everything else like that. So headphones are, like, a way better option for overall everything, especially listening to music, because it's kind of like it's inside of you. You know, and you don't have to let everybody else hear what you're listening to. So if you want to listen to a specific song that you know mean that everybody else may not like, it's the best option for us. And so, yeah, music is the best. And there's been a lot of controversy about music. Like, I don't know about everybody else, but I am a huge Beyonce fan. I love Beyonce, and I really did want to go to her show. She's having the Formation Tour. It's going to be in New York. I live in New Jersey. And but I can't go because the tickets are, like, $2,000. Like, seriously, like, they're actually, like, $2,000. I thought they were only, like, going to be, like, $300. I'm like, okay, I can do, like, a $300, $400. And, no, like, a whole $1,000. I'm like, oh, my God, Beyonce, I love you, but I can't. But either way, you know, the way she announced this tour was through her Super Bowl performance, which was awesome. Like, first off, she dropped the song out of nowhere. It was crazy because I have a cousin who works at Rutgers. She's a head of the RA life department at Rutgers in New Brunswick, New Jersey. And I spent the weekend with her, you know, to get on campus, you know, meet some people and everything else like that. And then everybody's talking about, you know, Beyonce. And her and I, we had went to the mall. And then, like, as soon as we got back in the car, it's like this song is just playing everywhere. And then a video's there, and everybody's mad. Because they're like, you know, Beyonce's a feminist. I mean, first off, Beyonce's always been a feminist, and that's not in a bad way. She's always been a feminist. Like, you know, if you followed her for years, like I have, she's always had an all-female band crew. Always, everything has always been about women's rights, feeling good about being a woman and stuff like that. But it's not like she's a crazy man-hater, and I think that's what comes with the term feminist. It's like, oh, she hates men. No, she has a husband. She has a father. Like, you know, she's not crazy either way. They're like, oh, she's a feminist, and she's a Black Panther. She keeps talking about being Black. Like, oh, my God, everybody's so upset. When she was like Negro Creole, everybody was like, oh, my God, did Beyonce just say this? You know, I mean, I'm not going to lie and say I was not shocked, but they're acting like, you know, she's committing murder or something. It's not that serious. I mean, everybody has the right to express themselves the way that they want, and she's reached a point in her career where she can just do whatever she wants. And but I don't think that's a bad thing. And, like, but in the video, she was, like, kind of placed on top of a car, and a police car, and I don't know where they were, but at the end of the video, the police car was sinking inside of the water, and she was sinking with the police car. I have not totally analyzed that yet, or the video. Like, most of my friends know I'm really good with analyzing things, but some stuff you just don't put your energy towards. Like, I feel like she just wanted to express herself, but I'm not going to sit there and waste time on that. If she wanted to express herself, you know, let her express herself. She's Beyonce. She can do that. You know, but if, I don't think everybody should be, you know, badgering her for it. And now the police are like, we're not going to, you know, they're not going to secure her her concerts. They're saying they're not going to come. So that's just so dangerous. And now everybody's like, oh, you know, everybody just needs to get together like an all-black security team, you know, and everything else like that. But they act like there aren't no any, you know, black police officers. There are definitely lots of black police officers. So that makes no sense at all. You know, it's not a point of that. I guess they feel disrespected, but I didn't see a lot of disrespect in the video. It was more so of a stand-up, you know, kind of like stop shooting us, you know. It was more so that thing, you know, with the Black Rights Movement and everything else. Like, I said Black Rights Movement. I was talking about the Civil Rights Movement today in history class, so that's what I'm like all over the place. But, and then another thing was, all of this was during this month of February. And, you know, it's Black History Month, so, you know, black people, we came out. We showed out. We boycotted the Oscars, I believe, everybody except for The Weeknd. And everybody was upset because there wasn't any black nominees and everything else like that. But, I mean, that's crazy. And then everybody was upset about Kendrick Lamar, his performance, which was kind of like Michael Jackson's performance a long time ago, as to where he performed in, like, shackles and chains and in a jail suit. And everybody was really upset about that. But, you know, that's the factual part of it. This is fact of how it may look when they are dressed up in jail and everything else. You didn't expect it, but that's what they, and now everybody's teaming up against Kendrick and Beyonce, acting like they're just so terrible, but they're just exercising their First Amendment. Everybody has their freedom to speech, you know. They can say what they want to say, as long as it's not harming anybody, and it's not harming anybody. It's music. Music is what fuels us. Music is everybody. I think a lot of people downplay music. Like, people don't understand how much. That's why it's like a whole bunch of posts on Instagram, like, turn on your music and turn off the world. Like, you can just sink in and focus. Everybody loves music. Everybody loves music. And no matter what genre, they have stuff for everybody. You cannot knock it until you try it. It's just like, music is just awesome. It just, like, just makes you want to dance. I just love freedom of expression, and I feel as though dance is an art, just like how people paint, people sing, people write. You know, especially because I go to an arts school, a school for the arts, so it's like art all around me all day, every day. Music is a humongous thing. In my dance class, we blast music, you know? So it's like, I love music. Music is definitely a pick-me-up. So I don't know. But everybody has, you know, different views of music. You know, it's funny. We were talking about in my class the other day about it was like an emo boy, and everybody's like, he listens to that, you know, satanic rock music and devil music and stuff like that. But that's not necessarily the case at all. That is not the case at all. Like, the punk, and it's funny because my church, we have, like, certain songs and stuff like that, and, like, my youth pastor, when we come inside of the children's church, he always plays these certain songs, and even in the sanctuary, they play certain songs. And then my brother and I were on YouTube the other day, and we typed in one of these songs that we wanted to listen to again, and then come to find out that this song is actually a rock song. It's like one of those rock Christian songs. Like, people don't understand how important those things are, like the rock Christian songs. Everybody is for the rock Christian songs. And they're really popular. Like, people come out in millions to come and see these people and listen to this music, which is, like, amazing. I'm sorry, guys. I'm still a little sick. We have a caller. We have a 732. Hello.
Hey, Bikia.
Hey, Rave. What kind of music do you like?
I listen to everything except for country music.
Everything except for country music? Well, do you think that everybody should be upset at Beyonce for her? Have you heard Formation?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I forgot you're not into the media that much. But what other songs, like, what does music do for you? Do you listen to music a lot?
Yeah, I do sometimes.
Well, what kind of songs? Like, what's your favorite song?
I really don't have a favorite song, but,
do you have, like, a favorite artist?
I say maybe Usher.
Usher? I didn't expect that from you. But that's cool. Thanks, Raven. Okay, we have a 910 number. I'm sorry, my computer is acting. Okay, I'm sorry. 910.
Hi.
How are you? Good. How are you? So, did you hear Beyonce's Formation?
Oh yeah.
Do you like the song?
Yeah. What I've heard, because I haven't I haven't took the time to actually listen to it. But mostly, yeah, I think it's a nice song. It's okay.
Do you feel like everybody should be upset? Like, do you feel like it's like Black Panther-ish? Like,
no, I don't feel like that at all. I feel like she's just trying to, you know, you know how people make songs for different reasons. Some people make songs about being sad, being happy, whatever. She feels what she does and made the song. Like Rihanna made the song work. People think she's just saying gibberish, but really she's saying sorry, I'm outside.
Oh, right.
She's saying,
right.
She's saying another language that nobody knows about. Well, people know about it, but a lot of people don't know what it is. So they didn't say that she's saying gibberish or whatever. Like, people make songs for different meanings.
You're right. You know, that's something that I forgot to talk about, like, work.
No,
that song became popular just like how Formation became popular. And I actually heard that it was, like, controversy with the label, title. I believe that's, like, JD or something like that. But it was, like, Rihanna was really upset because Beyonce dropped her song right before she dropped her album. And everybody was anticipating Rihanna's album. And she felt like Beyonce was trying to steal her thunder. That's what I meant to talk about. I thought about that earlier. I thank God she said that. But didn't work get popular, like, overnight? Like, oh, my God.
It
like,
did, because everybody was like, because it's just the part, work, like, that get catchy.
Right.
It's catchy. So it get
super catchy. It's super catchy. Like, as soon as it came out, I only heard, like, a snippet of it. And all day in school, I'm like, work.
Ever since I heard it, I was like, hey, okay.
It's funny that you talked about the other language, the different language, because she just released the video on Monday, and it's cool because it's actually two videos in one, like it's two versions of the video. Either way, so I'll put the closed captions on. Like, I'm that person, like, whenever I watch a show, I always put on the closed captions, even if I have my headphones, because I like words. Like, so if I see, like, a big word or something like that, I like to define it, and so I can use it one day. And it's like, when it was on the YouTube thing, I'm like, what is she saying? Like, it's like, I'm like, what is she saying? Like,
yeah.
Oh, that must be another language. Because we all cannot understand what she was saying.
It's an African language.
Right, people forget she's from, like, the Barbados and stuff.
Yes.
Like, you know, that's actually where she's from. Like, she's not from here and just, you know, pretending.
Exactly.
She's actually
criticized
from
her
somewhere
and judge
else.
Her because of the music that she says. Like,
right.
Don't judge her.
She made that
because
song so hot, and then she put Drake on it.
Really? Yes.
Drake is, like, one of the biggest hit makers. Like, him and Chris Brown, like, if you put Chris Brown or Drake on any song, it's destined to go to the top, automatically.
It's a hit. Automatic hit.
Automatic. I'm still surprised that Chris Brown and Drake haven't made a song together, though.
Me too.
That's like a big thing. Anyway, well, thank you for your opinion.
Thank you for
your You're welcome.
I didn't mean to say that. I did not mean to press that. Okay. Anyway, so back to the music. So you know what's crazy? I really love a lot of 90s music. Like, 90s was, like, the 90s was, like, the biggest era for, like, hip-hop and R&B and stuff like that. So, like, I was a big fan of that. Like, I was born in 98, but I still very so hardly rep the 90s. I am a 90s baby. I don't care if it was the 98, you know. Do not round it up to 2000. I was born in the 90s, so that's what I am. I love 90s music, and it's, like, a certain type of feel to it, a certain vibe, and it's like nowadays people just don't like music because they feel like those popular music is these stupid trap songs, which are people just singing about, you know, killing and having sex, and then it's like, but then we have like this new kind of music. It's called trap soul, and it's not with the trap beat, but it has like a just kind of vibe to it with like Bryson Tiller and Tory Lanez, Kehlani, and they have like that old timey vibe like that. It's kind of like a new school Erykah Badu, you know, Lauryn Hill, and I'm gonna actually have like one of Bryson Tiller's songs for the closing of the show that I put on there this week. I'm gonna put it probably like a different song. I didn't think I meant to put that song on there, but it's up there now. But I love Bryson Tiller and all his songs regardless. Like, but he put out, it's like music is, everything is so fast nowadays with this technology. Like, in Jersey, we use SoundCloud. I know other places, people use, like, Spotify or Pandora. Or, you know, I use Pandora, too, but I really just use SoundCloud now because you can get, like, the songs for free. I mean, you don't get every song that you want, but most of the songs are on there. So it's like Bryson Tiller became so popular off of putting his song on SoundCloud. He put it on SoundCloud, and then people just kept listening to it. Then he put it on iTunes. People started buying it. And then now he's like a star. He just performed at, in New York yesterday, and I really wanted to go, but, you know, school is in the way, and I'm not a grown-up yet, so I can't just be, you know, out on the town. So it's like, but music is so, so very important, and it's like, people don't understand, and now it's just like, people, like, that's, I just feel like making music is, like, one of the easiest ways to make money. And I mean, not easiest ways, because not everybody can sing, and not everybody can write, but if you write something catchy, it instantly catches on. But you know what's ridiculous? Even if people write something stupid and it's still catchy, it still catches on. Like, that's the only thing I don't like about my generation. Like, it's this rapper named Chief Keef who only sings retarded songs, and he's criminal. And it's this song he made, and it's like Macaroni Time. And it's like, what are you talking about? Like, he's not even talking about anything, but people just like it because of the beat. And it's like, people say the dumbest stuff in these songs, and that's the only thing I miss about, like, the olden songs. That's why people are like, you're old soul or whatever. But I used to, like, I love love songs and stuff like that, because now everything is just kind of like, yeah, I got money, I got cars, I got clothes. Like, that's all people care about nowadays. But back in the day, you know, they don't sing that LL Cool J no more. Like, when I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. You know, they're like, they don't do that no more. Like, this music is crazy nowadays, but, you know, you have to find it. You have to search and find it. Like, oh, I forgot to talk about Jhené Aiko. I love Jhené Aiko. She's another one of my favorites. Like, her voice is just so peaceful, and it's just like, she's just so serene and so real. And it's like, she'll say stuff, and, you know, this is something that my mom calls me all the time. Like, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And it's like, she has the calmest and most peaceful voice. Like, she could be talking about anything, and you're just like, oh, my God, I love your voice, you know? And it's, Jhené Aiko is a big one for me, too. I love anything Jhené Aiko. I cannot wait for her to put out, like, another album. She came out, like, with, like, Sold Out, and then she did a song with Drake, you know? Drake, I love Drake, and it's like, I don't even crush on Drake. It's like, I don't crush on him like, you know, I want to marry him one day. It's like, I just adore him. It's just like, you know, he just came up, you know, so quickly, and I remember seeing him on Degrassi. I mean, I never watched Degrassi, but my aunt used to, so you would see it, like, you know, in passing, and I'm just like, you know, what is this? And it's like, he just came up, and it's like, everybody tried to play him at first, because they're like, oh, you haven't been through no struggles, but you don't have to be through a struggle to make music. And everybody has struggles of their own. People think just because somebody's family has money that everything is going to be solved. But it's like, you know, You can be wealthy physically, you know, but you cannot be spiritually, you could be spiritually empty, like the other entertainers who killed themselves and suicide and everything else. And you're like, oh, my God, why would they kill themselves? They have this much money. But when people really aren't happy, it's really not good. Like, that spirit is just, it's just terrible. So music makes people feel good. Music makes you feel good. That's how they get out their energy. That's how some people get out their anger. I believe that's what, like, most of the music is and stuff like that. I believe, like, I'd rather have somebody, you know, screaming or making some, you know, music that's kind of violent than actually doing something violent. You know, I think that that's better than anything else. So it's like the music, it just helps me concentrate. Like, even when my mom was first teaching me how to drive, she would always put on music to calm her nerves, like because she was like, I don't know how this is going to go, so, you know, I'm just going to try to stay calm. And she would let me drive, and she would be like, quiet, as long as the music was playing, and she would just be calm and everything else. But if music's not playing, she's all, like, judgy, and, oh, don't turn here, no, don't do this, you know. So it's amazing. It's amazing. Music is amazing, and nobody should ever doubt the power of music. Ever. Nobody ever. Music can unite people, brings people together. You know, some people meet the love of their lives at parties, dancing, and some people meet the love of their lives producing a song, and they're singing, you know, like Toni Braxton, everybody else. So, yeah, music is a big, a very big thing. I just want more of the soul music. Like, I just want that soul music, that real music that, you know, you want to remember all the lyrics to the songs and everything else like that. Like, it's like, because music, it's like, it doesn't, some people's music just doesn't mean anything. It's like you just sing into a beat. But when you have that actual feeling, you know, that you know a song you just love and you just have to play it back to yourself about 1,000 times, you know, that kind of music. Like that song that I played in the beginning when I first heard it, the Jeremiah Reese. And it's funny because that song just became, like, super popular. Like, it just became super popular. Mind you, that song actually came out in, like, 2004. And it's, like, 2016, so... You know, that's crazy, but no, I'm exaggerating. I remember it was a 4 year difference. It came out in 2012, but it's just now getting popular in 2016. But so yeah, it's like, and a lot of good artists are like that. Like, they make really good songs. Like, if you have to go back and listen to, like, Drake's first album, his first mixtapes and stuff like that, that's where the real music, like, that's where the heart is, because that's them, you know, raw and live, you know. The first that they were making, I went back to all of, like, Bryson Tiller's first song and all of his covers and remakes. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you know, where has this music been all my life, you know? Like, I needed this music in my life. This is something that completes me. I had to tell all my friends in the grab chat. Oh my God. In the group chat, I had to tell everybody, like, you know, please, I just found some great music. Like, I act like I just got married or something. Like, I was so excited that I found some music that I really like. Oh, and then it's this other guy named Tone Stilts, who's up and coming. He just started out on, like, SoundCloud and stuff, and he makes, like, remakes and covers and his own songs. And Bryson Tiller reposted him, and that's how I found him. And it's like, wow, you know, I didn't know these people existed, you know, but some people are so talented. Like, my God, you know, how do you think of these things? How do you come up with these things? So I'm just saying to everybody, music is very important, especially to teenagers. I know adults are sometimes upset because they feel like we are ignoring them, but music is just our escape. It's just our escape of things. It's how we cope with things. It's how, you know, it takes your mind off. Like, I'd rather sit in the house and go smoke a drink or something like that, you know? Listening to music, just vibing. That's what it's called, vibing. Like, you have a vibe, you just vibe out to some nice music, you just get nice and relaxed. And I feel like that's a state that everybody should always be in, nice, relaxed, and calm, because that's when you think rationally. Like, because if you're emotional and upset and everything else like that, you're going to make unwise decisions. So if you feel yourself getting a little angry, listen to some, you know, sounds. Like, even before, I used to just listen to sounds, like go on YouTube, listen to, like, Sounds of the Rain, Tranquility, or a beautiful song that you like, or a nice slow jam, some Jhené Aiko, and, you know, you'll be all right. So I just want to thank everybody for calling in. Once again, this is High School Agenda. I'll be here every Thursday from 7 to 7:30. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Oh, I got something to say, yeah. I know it's easy to love me. Thought it was better this way. Oh, trust me, baby, it's hard trying to give it up. I'm trying to, baby, it's tough. I guess it's my fault, I know what's up. Baby, we used to fuck.